What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Teams have been calling about TJ Watt. Steelers made a deal today. Watt is unhappy with his current contract situation. Steelers want to keep him, but teams are calling, Mike.
Right. Like, is he available?
You bring up an interesting point, and repeat that for those who just might be tuning in.
Now, just talking about, with the Dolphins and the Steelers making the moves that they made, now all of a sudden they don't have a frontline starting tight end. And look, say what you want about the injuries or whatever it was with Pitts. Jonnu Smith was really good when he was here. He was one of the guys that actually fit in what Arthur Smith was doing. And he had a really good season in Miami last year. So he's a big piece. And now they don't have that kind of athleticism. Would they be interested in? Now, this is the big question. What does the rest of the league think of Kyle Pitts? First-round picks, historically, Carl, get all sorts of second and third chances.
They do. What would you take for him if something like that came about?
Fourth rounder?
Okay. I'm good with it. And
if that's the best we could get.
I agree. Right. I mean, like, you know, this deal with the Steelers, for example, when you're talking about the Steelers giving up a fourth-round pick in this deal, right, they're trading one of the best safeties in the league and certainly, you know, a pick to go with it. But the value is skewed. Everybody just thinks, oh, well, he was the fourth pick overall. We're going to get a top pick for it. And that's just not how this happens. But my first question, Mike, is he available? That's my first question. Now, the answer to that, guys, is everybody's available. And obviously, this is a kind of a, you know, weird thing, but everybody's available depending on what the terms are. Like, everybody's like, oh, they wouldn't trade that guy. If a team called you with an incredible package and guys that could help you right now, teams are going to listen. But my first question is Kyle Pitts available? Meaning, do the Falcons truly want to keep him, or are they trying to move on from him? If they are keeping him and he's not available, then it's going to take some kind of really interesting deal or package to say, hey, we're not hanging up the phone. Let's continue to have this conversation. But that's number one. And that question, guys, I don't have the answer to. I do not know if the Falcons are 200% in on Kyle Pitts right now and saying, no, we're not taking any phone calls. He's going to have his best year this year with Michael Penix.
Right. And again, you could argue that you may, and only hindsight will be at the end of the season. You don't have the virtue of that right now to say, is he going to be a 10 touchdowns receiving this year guy, an 800-yard guy? You know, is he going to really finally get back to that first year of potential living up to it? Or is he going to continue to be the guy that maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns? And he's just not really a most important cog in this offense. I will say this. If we ever move Kyle Pitts, Charlie Warner, then Felipe Franks technically is the second tight end on the depth chart. So we'd have to go find another tight end ourselves.
True.
So that might not be a problem that Terry Fontenot is looking to create.
Correct, because you might do away with one issue that you feel like, hey, we get better at this or be better at the position.
Unless you're fed up with him and you've done a good job of masking that.
which, again, we're not sure about.
We don't know.
Either way, Miami now, we'll see if they end up making a move, but that would be the first thing. And if he's not available, then all of this is a non-starter. Meanwhile, real quick, before we get into the daily download, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, a lot of talk about what the Hawks may add. One of the guys that has been mentioned is Malik Beasley. He's an NBA free agent. He is under investigation by the U.S. District Attorney's Office. And again, no charges have been filed.
Right.
They have looked into some unusual activity. This is even going back before he became a Piston, on some betting tendencies and things of games or situations that he's been involved in. I do not know where this goes. It does give me pause. Now, Beasley can shoot the three, guys. He was great last year with Detroit, led them in threes. He's another guy that can stretch the floor. He's tough. I like his game, but I am a little bit on pause right now, Mike, with this one, because as we look to, you know, make moves to improve this team, you're looking at that wings and guys that can come in and help defensively. He's one of those guys.
NBA TV's got him as the seventh best available free agent. Now the guy's gotten signed, like Naz Reid, Julius Randle got signed by the T-Wolves. They loaded up. He was like 125, by the way, in case you're wondering what would cost Naz Reid for the life of that contract. But yeah, Beasley, I like the idea. I like the piece, but don't like the idea of him getting suspended for perhaps betting on the NBA, which, as we know, is a no-no.
Yeah, and that, if that's to happen, it would happen down the road, but you'd be gambling. You would be taking
literally
the chance on signing him and saying, hey, we're confident everything's going to take place or be okay, and then you might find yourself in a pickle down the road. We'll keep an eye out, but again, nothing has happened. The thing about Beasley, and I brought this up last week, you know, he's a kid that's from here, man. Went to school in Alpharetta.
Right.
And then obviously has made a way in the NBA and has turned out to be a really good player. But, yeah, we need to add something. And Nickeil Alexander-Walker is the other guy that everybody is talking about potentially that we may be interested in. Love him. That's SGA's cousin.
Yep.
He can play. You saw him with the Wolves this year. He has really crafted out a niche for himself, Mike. And again, another guy that's on the wing who can shoot and play D.
Right. And as you mentioned, by the way, an investigation is not a charge. That's what his attorney said. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But it is pretty easy now. We found out after what happened with Calvin Ridley how quickly they can just simply have that data right from your phone or whatever, you know, device you were using to place your action. And it's pretty much cut and dry and irrefutable.
Yeah. We'll see where that goes. It's just, again, keep an eye out on that. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Dominator behind the glass, filling in for Big O, who'll be back, actually, next week as we head towards a 4th of July weekend. Short week for us and most of you as well, as we'll be done Thursday and then a long weekend and back next Monday. Day-Day is here, our executive producer. Coming up, we're going to talk to Connor Riley. Lots of college football news to get to in the 4 o'clock hour, but right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
It's our Braves. They lose 2-1 on Sunday. They're off today. 7 games under 500. Third in the division, guys. The Phillies are still 10.5 games up on us. Mets 9. Here's the kicker. Don't look now. The Marlins are 1 game behind us. Don't look now.
Don't say that.
It's crazy, Mike. The Marlins are right here on our tail, and we're chasing these guys. But the good news is, and we give props when it's deserving, Sean Murphy showed up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Right? Big grand slam Saturday, put us on the board on Sunday. I felt like we got to give him some props. So let me hear the grand slam first.
It's now bases loaded for the Braves. They don't have a grand slam. Murphy's in position for one now to try to bust the game open. 3 straight hits for the Braves. Make it 4! His first in a month makes it a 5-run lead for Atlanta.
Well, I'd say that's a feel-good inning all the way around for the Atlanta Braves hitters and for Schwellenbach. Now a 5-run lead.
Yeah, it gave him some room, man.
Right. Batting 217 for the month. The OPS is up to 781, but we're just looking for the clutch, man. I mean, look, I can take – I'll take Adam Dunn, like we just talked about him from the 21 season. I'll take a guy batting 220, give me those RBIs. So if he can build on that, and as I said, I've talked about getting him out of here. I don't think the Braves will trade him, not knowing what Drake Baldwin's going to be just yet. So, hey, you just keep it coming. See, this is how it's, if you can just get a spark, Murphy get things going. We mentioned even a little Nick Allen is hitting. You know what I mean? Everybody, just get up to what your baseball card is, and this team can go get, 8 games now in the wild card behind the Mets.
Here is Murphy's solo shot yesterday after the Braves lose 2-1 to the Phillies. It was a good game. We just, again, you couldn't muster up. Even at the end of the game, guys, we had guys on base. Couldn't find a way to get it done. I mean, we're in the bottom of the 9th inning. Had a shot to do something. Here's Murph's solo shot.
This ball to straight off the bat is Sean Murphy. Hit a grand slam yesterday, and now that matters. on a Sunday. Holy Toledo, 451 feet. You keep the hot stick in the lineup after what we saw yesterday, and that is exactly why.
No argument there. You know, I've been banging the drum, as I said, Carl, for Drake Baldwin, but when a guy's in a heater, stick with it. And if it was Drake, if the roles reversed, you know how I'd feel about it. But hopefully, Murph, this is something that leads to something. Because as you said to start the show, am I ready to fire sale? Yes, I am. But then you see some of these little creeps. The door cracks open. Little sunlight comes through. You're thinking, just maybe. Or is it just, you know, it's fool's gold. And this team is just not a good baseball team.
Well, the crazy thing now is, and this is there are two concerns for me. One is what Profar is going to be. Don't know. And I don't think any of you can tell us right now. Like, if he comes in and he's like Ronald Acuna, like or light, right? Where right. Acuna comes back and since May 23rd, he's been on fire and he's gonna, you know, bound to be an all-star. Great. That's the profile we need. That's one, number one. Number two, Chris Sale is not returning anytime soon.
Yeah.
Chris Sale is not going to be back until probably August. You're talking about a ribcage injury for a pitcher, Mike. This is a concern. So now you're telling me we're really rolling with two guys, and Strider is coming on, by the way. He finally is looking like Strider. Velocity, we can discuss that. But he looked really good. And Schwelly. So you're relying on two guys right now where you say they're going to carry the load with the starting pitching and your bullpen. Don't know where you're at. For me, it's not good enough to do that. If we have to go deep in our bullpen, right, specifically when guys go short in these starts.
And that's the thing about do you feel you want to fire sale it or do you want to try to be a buyer at the trade deadline? Didier Fuentes is not ready for the show. He's got stuff, and you see why they drafted him, but he's not ready yet. And, you know, Bryce Elder got lit up like a friggin' pinball machine, you know, and we've seen that before. So, I mean, when he goes off the rails, it's, you know,
ugly.
They're big curved numbers on the board.
It's ugly, yeah.
So that's a concern. So you don't have the pitching. You almost wish that you were the first guy to, you know, the first shot of the trade deadline window, if you want to call it that, was us trying to find somebody to replace Sale. And they didn't do that. They're trying to do it. And again, the minor league system is pretty much bereft of talent, too, if we're honest, when it comes to starting pitching.
And by the way, the Profar, you know, guys, if you didn't know, he's been down in AAA. He's been playing.
Right. He's ready Wednesday. He gets up back Wednesday.
So he's hit .326 down in AAA, three home runs in 12 games for AAA Gwinnett. He looks like he's ready to play. And again, I'll take those numbers any day of the week. Let's see if those numbers can come up and translate to the major leagues. And again, he's not a rookie. This guy's been in the league a long time. I'm reserved on really giving him the benefit of the doubt, knowing what he was prior to that last season with the Padres, where everything seemingly went up. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live. Live well. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NBA free agency, Mike, and it's going on because teams are able to, you know, talk, especially teams who own the rights to their own players. You said it. A bunch of guys already off the market. Julius Randle, you asked about him last week.
Right, he gone.
He's going back to the T-Wolves. Naz Reid, love to have him. He's going back to the T-Wolves. So there are going to be moves that are made, and guys are opting in or out of their contracts as well before we get to the point where deals become official.
Blazers cut bait on DeAndre Ayton. They bought him out. I know that we had talked about DeAndre Ayton 4 years ago, you know, 5 years ago for John Collins. There's talk maybe the Lakers will be involved. They're always looking for some front court help.
They are.
I mean, I think we're good at the post now, aren't we? Between Mo Gay, you know, what we got in the draft, you know, what we have, or you still like DeAndre Ayton along with
he can sign wherever.
Porzingis?
He got bought out, right? So he can basically sign with whatever team
he's a free agent
that he finds attractive. The only thing about DeAndre Ayton is he's not old. He's only 27 years old.
Right.
So when you say, I don't know, because I'm with you, like, we've talked about this, and here's the deal. This is the number one overall pick in 2018-ish.
And he was soft as Charmin against the Bucks in that NBA Finals. That was kind of like that's the guy? So I don't know, I mean, if that's unfair or fair, because he's kind of, to me, he's soft as Charmin.
He's not a game changer.
And that's the thing that maybe I can deal with what I got, you know? The reason I bring it up is we have talked about it.
Yeah. Chase Elliott, Mike, wins the Quaker 400 in the ATL.
Yeah, man. And it was a great to see a great crowd. We'll talk more about it in Guy Talk. But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They've done everything in their power to screw this race, and Echo Park Speedway was packed. Great vibe. Had a little bit of rain delay. Didn't dampen the spirits. What did, though, was losing half of the starters in a gigantic wreck on the backstretch that took out Joey Logano, much to the enjoyment of the crowd. But Chase Elliott snaps a 44-game race winless streak.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.